Good morning, everyone. Today is the 27th of January, Saturday morning, and in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul sets forth a very interesting presupposition. He starts with the first verse saying, "I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I reserve to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is of no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is of no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which she seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest are blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back a hallway. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles for to promote them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminish of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in this goodness, otherwise thou also should be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these which be the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness as far as happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, I will take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that they through your mercy, they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, and are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Wow, what a narrative. Tremendous presentation of the gospel. That's really what it is. The presentation of the gospel rooted and grounded in the sovereign election of God for both Jew and Gentile. And I think in a nutshell, that's what Paul is proclaiming here. That God has mercy upon whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardens. God is sovereign over all things, including evil, including salvation, election. And if God is not sovereign, God is not God, you know. And so we're going to be having a talk on Talk Show Monday night about this more in depth with our brother Ed Henry, had done a presentation on this on YouTube, and I thought it was very timely. I sent it out to everyone. You might want to watch that or listen to that presentation. Go to the link and listen to it before the talk show on Monday night. But the point that Paul is pointing out here is that if we become wise in our own conceits, if we in any way tribute our salvation to something in and of ourselves, then we are in error, because many times in Scripture we see God says he will not share his glory with another. Throughout Isaiah, he says, I am God, and there's none beside me. And he says, the nations are as a drop of the bucket in the bucket. You know? And so what he's showing is that God is not dependent upon his creatures for anything. God is independent of his creatures. God is perfectly righteous in creating evil. And of course, there's many that deny that God created evil. And I don't know who they think created it. If God didn't create it, if God didn't authorize it, who did authorize it? And God is perfectly righteous and sinless and perfect and holy, but he can still create evil and sin. To glorify himself for his own purposes. And is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. But he says, for this very same purpose I've raised thee up, that my name might be declared throughout the whole world, speaking of Pharaoh. And also by the determinate counsel of God, you by wicked hands have taken and slain. But it was the determinate counsel of God that did it. so that redemption would be certain for all of his people. So this is the glorious gospel of the truth of God's grace and election and his purposes in creating a people that he would come to save from their sins. I hope that this gives us pause for realizing that we have no hand in salvation at all. There's no merit in the creature at all. We give all glory and honor and praise to the one who purchased our salvation with his own precious blood. May the good Lord be with you this day, is my prayer.